You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I thought a great feature for our show today would be to explore who or what are the types of energetic guides and helpers that are on your development team that are there to help you to develop as an energetic being. My name is Amanda Nelson, and this is the Future Self Energetics Show for UK Health Radio. And I receive so many emails from listeners asking for my thoughts on this that I felt I would dedicate a show to it. Although most usually these would be known as your spirit guides, I'd like to make the term much broader, if I may, and call them energetic guides. I've observed that these guides originate from all kinds of sources, not only spiritual ones. So first and foremost, I hope that's okay. So let's begin firstly with how you and your energetic guides become connected in the first place. From what I can see, you're matched to your guides and helpers based on your specific energetic fingerprint, your ascension level, and then the promises and agreements that have been made before you actually incarnated into your human body. So let's look at these in turn. You have a distinctive energetic fingerprint. If I was to go into your energy field, I would see your uniqueness straight away. I see these as unique energetic identifiers, and no two people are alike. It's like your own vibrational telephone number. And if I dial this specific number, I can always reach you. It doesn't matter what time or place or space or state of being you're in, this is your allocated number and it never changes, even if your incarnations or your states of being do. All right? It's really cool. If you know the number, then you can quite literally reach anyone on the energy grids. And I do that all the time. I align them as myself to their particular vibration, and then immediately I'm able to contact them. So this vibration is a store of all of your lifetimes, all of your experiences, all of your knowledge, the light that you bring. This is this unique vibration that's you. And each time your consciousness develops, so too does that special fingerprint and what it represents. You've always been here as a vibration, don't forget that, and you always will be here as a vibration in whatever form you take. At the moment though, as you're listening to this show, you're a vibration and human being combined, having an experience here on this fairly chaotic blue-green planet. I wonder what special and unique blend of vibration you are though. There is no one else that's a combination of energy that is woven in the same way as you are. You're beautiful and unique, and whatever it is that you bring is special and it's needed at this time. So this incredible fingerprint, this incredible blueprint, if you like, is going to be what attracts your spirit guide team to you. So your energetic guides and helpers are also going to be dependent on your particular level of development, your essential level, in other words, how developed your consciousness is. And that makes sense, you know. It's also dependent on how much you want to develop, how far you want to reach and progress. I mean, I believe, as I've said, that you've always existed as a consciousness vibration, and you always will do. But although you don't have an age in the sense of time as we understand it, aging, maturity, accumulation of knowledge and awareness, a bit like, you know, how a good brandy in a barrel develops and matures, that's what your consciousness does. So as a maturer consciousness, you're going to have and attract really experienced guides. You already have experienced many things and grown and developed through your experiences. So, you know, you need a more experienced guide and helper, somebody who's at a level above yours. So when people say you're an old soul, what they mean is that there is a deep understanding that you as a person emanate. They probably feel that maybe on some level you're just wise beyond your years. I've seen 7-year-olds who are so much wiser beyond their years. They're old souls having to put up with the restrictions of being in a human young body. And as you experience things and as you develop, that older soul starts to emerge more. All right, so that wisdom seems somehow to be in the right place. You're grounded, you're mature, you're stable and understanding, and you're not really interested or affected by superficial things. That's something else that seems to show in those who have developed over eons. So to me, older souls are highly developed vibrations on our energetic grids, and they have access to the deeper knowledge. Of course they do, because each lifetime they've chosen to explore more and more of the grids and sort of get to grips with that knowing in greater depth. And as they get to know and connect with it in greater depth, they themselves grow and understand more and more. And that's how it works. So the older souls, those older, more developed souls, the wise ones, what they've done is they've probably spent more time on the energy grids connecting and growing into their full developmental potential. So they're going to have different teams working with them because they have highly developed vibrations. You know, these older souls would need quite a different team to the less developed ones, who have the same potential, of course, and the same access levels to the energy grids. It's just that they've explored less of it. They've developed themselves less. So they will need different guides to accompany them as they explore and journey. I suppose the easiest analogy would be that a primary school teacher knows a great deal, but the way he or she talks to their primary school children will be much more simpler than, for example, the same teacher talking to somebody who is a degree level student. The knowledge is there, but it's not necessarily ready or in a way that you can yet access it. And part of your ascension, part of your development, is for you to be able to connect with different guides and helpers and understand the nature of the energy grids much more. Then thirdly, there's the agreements and contracts. Now, before we incarnate, before this part of us, this special fingerprint, comes into the human body for a lifetime, it seems that we choose what we wish to achieve in our lifetime, and then we're given choice points during our lifetime that keep us moving towards that goal. And it's at these choice points that the agreements and contracts seem to come into force. Now, your team has agreed to show up at the time of these choice points and behave or create something in a certain way that will offer you guidance or shine a light on something or illuminate something in such a way as you would understand it. Now, of course, unconsciously or consciously, you need to be open to their stepping forward at these choice points in order to be able to give you the guidance or the help. You do have free will and free choice after all, but they can't and won't make any choice for you. What they will do is, at a particular intersection, at a particular choice point, whichever of the guides is supposed to step forward will step forward, and they will offer you a choice like a menu. It's for you then to choose. They can't and won't choose for you. You can ask them to help you choose, and they might do things or show you things that will help narrow that choice, but they certainly won't choose for you. They're not allowed to in that sense. The choice is always going to be yours. So the question really then is, are you going to choose the intended path with all the knowledge and all the clues that they're giving you, or will the same choices trip you up again because you ignore those bits of guidance and that illuminating knowledge? So as well as guides and helpers entering into these agreements with you, you will have also entered into agreements with them. Don't forget this. You are making yourself available to your guides and helpers in exactly the same way as they are available to you. So as you progress, they progress, okay? And as they progress, you progress. It's a beautiful balance. It's a web, and you play a vital part in it. You are being served and also serving at the same time. From what I can see, you're matched to your guides and helpers based on specific energetic footprints, your ascension level, and then the promises and agreements that have been made. All right, it's interesting, isn't it? So finally, you can call on any guide at any point to come and assist you. So it makes sense to know what those kinds of guides are. And even if you don't know them by name, or you're not aware of them in the sense that you can feel them or sense them around you, knowing that there are different kinds of guides that you can call upon could really be helpful for you. And that's what the next part of the show is about. So these, outside the choice points, all of these guides and helpers are at your beck and call. In a way, they're waiting to help you. So don't forget to ask them to. Let's take a short break now, and then we can delve into what or who makes up your team.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Following on from some emails I've been receiving, I thought a great feature for our show today would be to explore who or what are the types of energetic guides and helpers that are on your development team. You know, the ones that are here to help you develop as an energetic being. My name's Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetics show for UK Health Radio. And I thought I would dedicate a show to this because I've had so many emails from listeners about it. So in the first part of the show, I went into a little bit more detail about who you are matched to your guides, how you're matched to them, the guides and helpers that are in your team. So now let's look a little bit more at the type of guides and helpers specifically, because it may well be that by doing this, you can differentiate between them a lot more easily. So who or what are these guides? Are they human? Are they only energetic? Are they working with you permanently or temporarily or fleetingly, like they just turn up at the right moment and disappear again? Are they working with you? Are they working with you for good and beneficial intentions? Can some actually be working against you, or at least feel like they are? Many of the guides and helpers that are with you are going to be with you for your entire lifetime. Some are not, and that's fine. But the ones that are with us for our entire lifetime tend to be the ones that we become much more aware of longer term. So these are the guides that set themselves up to be available to you at the point of incarnation. Now, what do I mean by that? Most of the time, people talk about these guides being there and available to you at the point of birth. I think they actually arrive sooner than that. I think they are with you from the very first moment that you arrive in your human body. And from my observations, the moment that happens is, or rather the time that happens, is around about 14 or 15 weeks after the spinal column and the nervous system is in place. Sorry if I'm not getting this terminology quite right. I'm an energist, not a biologist. Okay, so you imagine there's an embryo in the womb and there is a certain point at which the nervous system starts to come in. That is the time when I believe that we incarnate into the body, and then we stay in that body until finally we are born and physically exit the womb and come into the world. So these guides are with us from that point of incarnation, and they stay with us right the way to the moment of death and beyond. So they were with you before you incarnated, they're with you during this lifetime, they're with you after you have finished this incarnation. So you're going to be matched, chosen as a great fit for each other. These are the ones that stay with you forever, teamed up with you specifically to help you and them achieve purposes and explore potential. These guides offer us pure unconditional help and support. They offer us love. They are always high vibrational beings that are on our side. Okay, they will be on a higher vibration than you are in some ways, and less than you in others. Now, I know some people will say, no, these guides are always on a higher vibration. But from my observation, you are part of that team and you are helping them as well. And therefore, in some aspects, you must be a higher vibration than they are. That makes sense, doesn't it? And so you are part of a high vibrational team, all cherry picked in order to help each other in different ways. Now, it may be that you are more high vibrational than they are in the healing aspect, but they may be more high vibrational than you are in guardianship. And so what you'll do is you'll complement each other. So all of our guides offer us unconditional help and support, and we're doing the same for them. And we should treat each other unconditionally. We should love each other unconditionally. And even if they present us with things that perhaps we don't like the feeling of, we should assume it's done with love, because we don't have all of the information from where we are in this particular and rather crazy and limited third dimension that we're in. So you may have been fortunate enough to connect with your lifetime guides already, in the sense of, in this current incarnation, you've become aware of them. And it could be an angel, or it could be an ascended master. It might be an ancestor. It could be anything. Okay, maybe you already have a name that you refer to them using, or you can recognize them energetically in some form. I know that there's always a magic in the air when my guides are around, or some kind of energetic signature that on some level we can recognize, and that brings me or you the confidence when we recognize it and understand that our guides are around. As well as bringing love and knowledge, there are some guides that are there to help keep things on track, to keep things on plan. And these guides understand what your master plan was, or at least what you intended it to be before you incarnated, right? And they're there to help make sure that divine patterning happens in how your life unfolds. All right, they're here to enable your wishes and your desires and your plans to unfold at divine time, right? That's the right time for the plan, not the right time for you, unfortunately. All right, so they're always working to present those synchronicities, those connections, those sort of like magical events that enable the best opportunity to appear for you at the right time. And it will depend on what you're ready for on your journey too. I appreciate that, but these guides do tend to leave a breadcrumb trail for you. So if you're not sure about it, this is one way of identifying with them. All right, they leave a breadcrumb trail. So repeating numbers, patterns, names, yeah, it might be a specific word or a place, a picture or a photograph that seems to crop up again and again. Maybe it's a song that appears at a particular time. This will be that particular planner of a guide who's here to say, take note, I'm trying to send you a message. There is one of those choice points coming. Be ready. You'll also have been assigned teachers that are there to teach you a lesson and guide you along your path. Now, teachers are very practical and wise, uncomplicated, and they're quite creative though. They can find many ways to reach you. The more you meditate, for example, the more you look for the signs, the more that you open yourself up to them, then the more ways that they can help you. So if you meditate and you're observant and you give them more access routes to share their knowledge with you, they can. Now, they may also reach out to you in dreams. So have a notebook to hand near your bedside just in case you wake up and you're feeling inspired. Now, teacher guides sometimes bring what we would think of as bad lessons, not only good ones. But remember, this guide is here to show us as much as possible. So just because we think it's bad, those bad experiences are given to us, they might actually be there to help us to make a choice to change a path or to think again about our current situation or to be honest with ourselves about something that we're refusing to admit. Or it might be to help us have a brand new perspective from the one that we've been holding on to. Teachers are the guides that help us to have the awareness and the courage to get back on track, to get back onto the path if we might have diverged from it. So what we want to do is use these teachers in our life, call upon them to help us to change course if we feel we want to or if we feel it's necessary to. Now, some experiences with teacher guides can and are life-changing. In my own personal experience, you know, I have learnt at cost that it's better to try not to resist an insistent teacher. Okay, when they're persistent about what they're trying to teach you, change tack. Do a complete about face if necessary, because they're not going to stop. In the long term, it's much easier to accept that they're going to keep giving you the same lesson until you learn from it. My advice, save yourself a lot of heartache and listen to what you're being told. If we're not following the path that's best for us, these experiences from the teacher may appear until we learn the lesson and change the course. I think that's really enough said about the teachers. So who else? Well, you'll also have been assigned warriors or protector guides to act as your own personal bodyguards, to watch over you and to keep you safe. They aim to protect you spiritually, psychically, mentally, physically, emotionally, sensually, energetically and multidimensionally in all states of time and ways of being. Okay, so they won't guard you all the time. They are there at the choice points. Now, if part of your purpose is to learn how to look after yourself, to guard yourself, then you're also going to feel at certain choice points that your guide has let you down, that this guardian has let you down. But that's not so at all. So imagine if you have a guide and part of what they're trying to teach you is how to protect yourself, then what they will do is they will step back very slightly at a time when you need to be able to step up and learn how to do that yourself. Okay, so which aspect of your spiritual, psychic, mental, physical, emotional, sensual, energetic or multidimensional being do you feel is bombarded and yet unprotected? Okay, that's part of your learning. Find someone that can help you with this as part of your life purpose and learn it. Okay, I teach this all the time, but there are many people who can also teach this as well. As always, if it does get too much for you, if you're taking a beating or a bit of a hammering, do ask your guide to step in and help. They will step in if you ask them to, and you don't ever get a black mark for asking. What you get is a surprise when you're being beaten up and you're not asking for help when it's there for you. You may not have known it was there though. So today on this show, I'm able to really assure you that you are guarded, you're protected. Somebody is looking out for you. Which aspect of yourself, though, are you feeling that you're being let down with this? Because there might be some learning there for you too. Now, what a part of your guardian's role is also to sort of review and watch over the energy grids around you. So they're going to filter They're going to filter advice. They might filter guidance. They might filter knowledge, okay? And sometimes they do it because it might lead you astray from your higher purpose. They don't want you to know anything about that at a particular time, all right? But also, they sometimes do it because they feel it's the wrong time for you to understand the information, that in the fullness of time, you will know. You'll have heard people say that. And this is often to do with the filtering that takes place on the grids. They'll only let you have this advice or guidance at the time that's most sensible for you to receive it. And that can sometimes be years after an event happened. Okay, I always feel that is happening when you have those moments of understanding. You know, I can be out in the garden and then I can suddenly understand something that I've never really been able to make sense of before. You know, something that might have happened to me years ago. And it's as if something just falls into place. It clicks into place. And then I see it in a way I would never have seen it or understood it before. You know, these moments bring real completion, don't they? Now, related to guardians are the gatekeeper guides, all right? These guides police the grids and oversee how information flows around the grids, right, generally. So your guardians will be associated with you, but the gatekeepers keep the information, that data flow, the energy and frequencies in flow around the grids. And they move information around and they open and close gateways so that information can travel, or so that information can't travel. All right, they open and they close gates and they divert things, they thread new threads and they take old energetic threads away. These are the loom weavers. Okay, everything to have occurred in the past, the present and the future is in motion around the grids, and these guides enable access to it or close it off, and they protect it and watch over it. And they're really important, actually. These gatekeepers, you will be assigned a gatekeeper. They'll stay with you for your entire lifetime. You've probably got a guardian that will stay with you for your entire lifetime as well. And they protect your energy field specifically. So think of them as a personal bodyguard, right? A bouncer with a key to a door, making sure that you're protected. And if there was only one guide that you chose to connect with first, then I would choose my gatekeeper first, because anything that comes into my energy field and goes out of it has to have gone through my gatekeeper first. Ask for them to be at your side, protecting you at all times, only allowing things in and out of your energy field that are of benefit, and also to give them something, give you something that enables you to know that it is them that you are connecting with. So the next guides would be those really creative thinkers that end up inspiring us. They keep us open to the creative potential of everything, and they encourage your imagination and they help you identify with your natural born talents and skills. And most importantly, these are the guides to help you when you want to work on behalf of the greater consciousness for the common good. These are the guides that show you which parts of your being can serve in the best way. Now, it might surprise you to find out what you thought was your talent is not actually what these creative guides choose for you. All right. It could be that you think you have one talent and it turns out to be something entirely different. So for an example of this, there's a famous footballer called Marcus Rashford. Okay, and he's exceptional as a footballer. He plays for one of the best international teams in the world. During the first lockdown, though, he turned his focus to making sure that children didn't go hungry. Those children, just like he was at school, would have had a free school meal on a daily basis, and it was usually the main meal of the day. And with the school shut, the food would be unavailable because of lockdown. And so this Manchester United striker became an inspiration. He became an inspiration to business owners and just the general public and to our leaders, to children, following his free school meals campaign. Now, he probably thought his talent was as a footballer, and undoubtedly it is. But to me, what I see is that talented guide you know, those creative thinkers, those inspirers, actually were the ones that stepped forward and they said, I know you think you're great at football, but, you know, we have other plans for you. They had other plans for him all along. Let's take another music break. And when we come back, we'll explore some of the other guides that you have.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
On my show for UK Health Radio today, we're exploring who or what are the types of energetic guides and helpers that are on your team, the ones that are here to help you develop as an energetic being. So I've already covered a little bit more in the beginning parts of the show about how you're matched to the guides and helpers that are with you. And we also started in the second part of the show to look at some of the different roles these guides play. And after we've had that quick break, let's move forward now to the last few that I want to talk to you about. So guides can be around us to help us access levels of happiness and joyfulness as well. These are very innocent, contented types of guides. A lot of us are not connected well enough with these guides. I think meditation really helps when you want to connect with these ones. They bring you into a kind of present-centered awareness and you'll find joy in the smallest of things if you connect with these guides. I've been working on this a lot recently and the contentment I've found has been quite remarkable. So these guides help us to connect to the greatness of creation and to embrace the value of all things, including ourselves. And these guides encourage you to see the joy in every day and be present in the moment and find the potential for happiness and hope with every breath you take. Wonderful guides. And then there are also the guides that are here to help us to heal. Healing guides step forward during stressful times. Generally speaking, unless you're going to be a healer, healing guides will probably only step forward occasionally. They may be the right healing guide to approach you at a given time. So they bring us back to a complete whole. Think back to that spiritual, psychical, mental, physical, emotional, sensual, energetic or multidimensional state that you're in. Healers know that during stressful times, all of these aspects of ourselves seem to get shot apart, and these guides help console us and reconcile and bring us wholly back together. Healing guides are very humble and loving and caring, and they accept you and all that you are unconditionally, okay? Ancestral guides are important to mention as well. Generations of ancestors often like to guide one another, all right? In my experience, ancestral guides are often from one or two generations ago or can be further back. Once they start to get really far back, what tends to happen is past lives tend to come in as guides. And yes, you can be a guide to yourself. I'll come to that in a minute. I do actually observe sometimes that you can have guidance, ancestral guides that are ancestral guides from the future, but that's probably a bit too complicated for the show today. So it's more likely that you're going to access a grandparent or a great grandparent than a parent ancestrally, okay? And you may have found this. If you've ever had a reading, people may say, oh, you've got a grandparent or a great grandparent around you. Quick fix guides, that's another sort, as the name suggests. These guides step in, fix something and then step away again. All right, they're fleeting. They help on a specific level and then they step away. These guides are only assigned to you for literally moments. And after that, after they've worked their magic, they disappear again, moving on to the next soul in need of their emergency support. These fixer guides can be tough to deal with, a bit like teacher guides can be, but these are the emergency services. Think, if you like, of a house that's on fire, okay? And inside the house there may be some beautiful wallpaper that is very, very expensive. If that house is on fire, the firemen, when they turn up, they will douse that wallpaper with water, whether or not it's an expensive wallpaper or not. It's more important to put out the fire than it is at that point to save the wallpaper. I suppose that's the analogy I would give to the quick fixers. They will step in and do their fix it. And when they step out again, you can feel like you've been really rattled. But really, they're interested in the broader picture and putting things back on track as quickly as they possibly can. Okay, so these quick fix guides, if this happens to you, it's going to feel a bit bumpy, I expect. My advice is surrender into the fix and then get to the wallpaper later. All right, allow whatever needs to resolve in the way that it's meant to. And then, given time, the other guides will step in and take over again. Fix-it guides tend to push the other guides out, except for the gatekeepers and the guardians. Okay, and then there are the animal guides, power animals, totem animals, spirit animals. These are really high vibrational frequencies. They're going to offer you assistance and guidance, and they're going to give you protection too. Simply by being aware of them and their inherent qualities, that will flow into you. Okay, I love birds like robins and wrens, other people like bears or frogs. Find out which your animal guides are, the ones that you're pulled to the most, and then find out a little bit more about them, their life cycle and their habitat. See what those animals are teaching you. Two more guides then, and then I'll finish the show for this week. There are many more, but I'm going to run out of time. So there are guides that are pure sound and light frequencies. You won't hear of these very often. They come close to your energy field and they bring an infusion of vibration into it just at the point that you need it. You might feel a surge of hope from nowhere, a wave of courage or contentment. These are the vibrational guides. So these are not talked about very often, and it's such a shame. And yet to me, they're a vital part of the guiding team that help us. What if you could call an infusion of courage? What if you could call upon an infusion of hope or love? It's amazing. Maybe I'll do a show on that specifically. Let me know if you'd be interested. And finally, the last guide for the show today is you. You exist in many timelines, your past, your present, and your future. You exist in many dimensions and states of being, realities, all at the same time, incarnated, not incarnated. You could be a pure sound and light fingerprint, a vibration that you call for yourself. You can connect with yourself and create change. Think of any time of your life where you have felt that the person you needed most was yourself. That is the time that you start to really understand that you were actually there. And all you needed to do was to speak up and ask for yourself to step forward, to empower yourself. So, as I said, there are plenty more guides, I'm sure, but I hope that these will open up your imagination and access to the guides and helpers that are with you right now. They've always been there and always will be available to you. Be more open to their help. Allow them to connect with you. Ask them to step forward, because I'm sure you're going to benefit. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.